Jeff, we got to play this audio. See if you can pull it off my Instagram page. Terry McLaurin yesterday talking about the second. Did you see the post? I posted this video. Mm-hmm. The second touchdown throw, the fourth down play, where it looked just like a pretty simple out that Jaden threw the perfect pass and Terry caught it, had to dig it out. It was shoulder. Either Terry's catching that or it's going out of bounds. It was.
Yeah.
Terry told the story that Jaden, actually Cliff told the story, and then Terry commented on it. And shout out to, I should text Chick. I'm trying to remember the other dude from Channel 9's name. It was a great question. Basically, Jaden said to Terry, he let him pick the route on that play. And Terry's like, listen, it'll depend on his leverage. If when we line up, he's inside, I'll run the out. If he's outside, I'm going to run the slant. Terry said he wanted to run the slant, but realized he was playing inside leverage, so his release point was going to be on the outside of it. And listening to them talk, and particularly like watching him tell the story, and he's smiling, and he's gesturing, and he's like, you know, kind of like, it was pretty awesome. They got something in that locker room, B. And they got something in Jaden.
The thing of it, like with Jaden for sure, you normally hear quarterbacks in their latter part of their career where they are now, they've been a receiver so long, and they can make those adjustments. They can read each other's body language. Hell, they're doing this in, what, six games? So it is impressive. And the thing of it, and I'll go back to when we were trying to talk about Ben Johnson or Dan Quinn. Everybody just wanted Ben Johnson because he was the new sexy toy. Keep hearing about how Dan Quinn was this damn leader, this motivator, and I think they made the right damn decision. Because he's the one that started this whole thing with his coaches and then the coaches to everybody in their different positions, and now it's in all of the players. You have to love it.
So let's hear Terry. This is Terry explaining the fourth down, the second receiving touchdown in the game against the Ravens. It's pretty cool.
What was said in the huddle, and what does that say about just the relationship you guys have grown so far?
Yeah, it's definitely growing between him and I, and coming out of the huddle on that play, he just asked me, what route do I want? And I was like, all right. So I kind of thought about it, and right before that, I think we had like a timeout, and the way he was playing, I liked a slant, but coming out of that, of the huddle, I was like, if he's on a heavy inside leverage, we've already talked about this back in camp, but if I don't necessarily like the look, then we give each other a little signal. And coming off that release, he banked heavy inside. So I went to kind of run the slant, but then I saw how heavy he was inside, and the release allowed me to get back outside and create some separation. And I think obviously the pump was him just trying to feel what I was going to do with my body language. And he threw a really great back shoulder. And so when the DB's in scramble mode like that, it just gives me an opportunity to be able to locate the ball quicker than he can. And I think he put it in a spot to where only I could get it. And then I feel like I excel at the catch point. So I just wanted to be able to make that play. And I think it's just another testament for him and I to be able to stay on the same page. And fourth down, third down, got to have it situations to keep us in the game. That was a really big play. And the O-line did a great job of just giving them enough time because they definitely came with a little bit of pressure. But I think Jaden does a great job of knowing where he wants to go when he's hot or just taking the matchups. And I think it's exciting for him and I to
get. What was.
Yep.
Pretty cool, right?
But see, and I know people hear that, run a slant. It's not as easy as he's saying it. Because let's be real. Just like we talk about referees normally, like, trying to predict what's going to happen, you might look at something, and just like he said, he wanted to run the slant, but the guy jumped heavy inside, so then he just turned that into an out. What if Jaden saw that the guy was set up kind of right on him and threw the slant early? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's a lot of, like, being patient and stuff that goes into that. So I'm loving it, man. Listen. About time I could be excited about people talking real football around this joint than talking about all that BS we had to talk about.
It's funny, too, because so it was a really good question to follow up with him. And, Terry, you can see it. I put it on YouTube. Actually, Jeff, it's on my TikTok page because I'm out here talking in these streets. But Nikki followed up. Nikki Jabala from the Post followed up. Have you ever had a quarterback let you pick the route? And Terry just laughed. He's like, not since like high school. Like that stuff doesn't really happen. And it makes me circle back to when the Giants had the Hard Knocks from the offseason, right? And Brian Daboll, their head coach, I don't think with malice. I think he was just kind of messing around and putting a young man to the test. But he tried to, like, create a scenario that was really difficult for Jaden to figure out what the right move was. Mm-hmm. And Jaden's response was, I just throw a touchdown. Like, the vernacular and the jargon and the analytics and Pro Football Focus and Twitter screen grabs, like, all of these things are designed to make it seem like football is so incredibly complex that you have to be some level of extreme expert that grinds the all 22 every week that most people are full of it about. But like that, hey, everything is so overly complicated that you simple peasant peon can never, never even contemplate. It's pitching and catching. Yeah. It's a good quarterback and a good receiver seeing where the corner is and going the other way.
It's having a feel. And I think that's the ultimate thing. Like, you know, the angles. If a quarterback, there's a quarterback might look out there and see something that the other quarterback won't see and throw the ball too soon. You get what I'm saying? So it comes down to the feel, and you know how a person, if you watch a guy every day in practice, you know what type of routes they run. That is why I've been so baffled by so many times. Remember, for years, the quarterbacks here were not allowed to check plays. A lot of coaches wouldn't allow it. I did it in high school. So
it's just a control control freaks.
So when you at the pro level, receivers and quarterbacks should be doing this on a regular basis. Because once that game starts, this guy may not play the same damn look he played all week. We've been watching film. He's been doing this, and then he gets in the game, he does something completely different. I want to have my guys that are savvy enough to say, hey, he's not doing what he was doing. He's trying something else. Let's switch it up.
It's pretty remarkable what – I mean, even last night there was a rookie quarterback there were two rookie quarterbacks.
Yeah.
One of the offenses was able to score 30 – one of the teams was able to score 33 points. But, like, there's no way the people in Denver are talking about Bo Nix. Like, the people in Washington are talking about
Jaden. Bo Nix did last night. Bo Nix started to run. Bo Nix said, look, I'm not throwing it well, but I'm going to run this damn thing.
16 to 26 for $164, no touchdowns, no picks. 10 for 75.
Hey.
That's the path, Bo.
Yeah, yeah.
that is the path.
Don't force feed it. And then his running back was taking care of him.